can say truly from the bottom of my heart that I've gained more than I've given that whole week. It was such a great experience to be there and just to be with the teens and preteens. It was an absolute blast. Before we begin, I don't know if everyone's aware who won the preteen boy and girl camp of the year and the teen boy and girl camp of the year. So we'll just announce it. So Rachel will announce the preteens and then announce the teens.
Okay. So at teen camp or youth camp, there were people from Thames Valley, from Manchester, Bristol, London, and Birmingham. So if you feel like you don't know these names, it might be because they're from a different church. The girl camper of the year was from Manchester. Her name is Emma Oddy, and it's her last year in preteens this year. And she did a great job just being like really giving to her team and being involved in everything. And then the boy camper of the year, probably a lot of you will know, is Jake Evans, or was Jake Evans. He's in Birmingham now, but he used to be in Thames Valley, so a lot of you would know him. Again, really giving, really enthusiastic, really polite, getting involved in every single lesson. So we thought he thoroughly deserved that.
Well, for the boy and girl teen camp of the year, you know, luckily we got both of them from our church. We have a spiritual, you know, teen ministry. That's why they got it. But both of these teens really showed a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of, you know, keenness and interest in growing spiritually, and just had a giving heart throughout the whole week. But for the boy teen camper of the year, it's our own Nathan. Amazing week for us, and I know it impacted a lot of teens, and some of them, which we're going to invite now, come on guys, you guys can come up here now, they're just going to take this time to share what they've learned, and you know, what they really appreciated throughout the week, so.
So this is like 10th time, so I've been there so many times. But this year it was actually my first time going to teen camp as a disciple. And, it was actually different. Yeah, different this time, because previously teen camp, yeah, I wasn't a disciple, and I think this year I had more responsibility, like leading the choir times and leading the D groups, which was challenging but also really great and nice. And I get to talk to some people who are trying to study the Bible and like see their point of view and such. And it was a good experience where I felt it was lost words, sorry. impactful to some people, and like especially Ben Thomas, you know him. I had a really deep quiet time with him on like the last day, I think. I don't know, but yeah, it was just something where I didn't see a side of him before, and yeah, it was good to like shared about what he was going through life and such. But yeah, moving on to teen camp and the teams. Yeah, so I did the team with Corin.
Yeah.
And we're the med team. Wait,
yeah.
We came first. So we won. So that was great. And we didn't expect it at all. And it was our team was pretty cool. That's all I can share about it. Great team.
It's like really awkward at the front, but right. Well, I think teen camp is always great from friendships perspective and everything, getting everybody from everywhere around the UK just kind of helps build also friendships that are like really going to last. I think that's the important thing with like school friends and everything. I think you move on quite quickly when you get to like different stages of your life, but like with these friendships, they're definitely ones that are more likely to last. Another thing I really appreciate about teen camps is that everyone's kind of at their own stage and everyone's okay with that. And everyone's like really chill, and like whether you are a Christian or you aren't a Christian, it still doesn't stop you getting involved and like helping other people, or yeah, having great talks with people, leading things. Like me and Jess Kendall, we led like the welcome on like at church on Sunday, and that was like a really good opportunity, like especially when we're not Christians yet and stuff like that, it's good to know that we're still like not looked down upon, or it's very like equal, which is really appreciated. I think the teen camp was based around the subject of I am. That was really helpful as well. It was learning about more who God is, and therefore like who we're like called to be, and then also just like realizing who we were created by and how special that is. And especially Rachel did a girls class, which was absolutely amazing and really helpful for, I know, a lot of the girl teens. I know a lot of them we all came together afterwards and we were like, oh my gosh, like realizing that we are all like special and unique and beautiful in God's eyes. And it's something that I think is not really thought about in society, but teen camp was great. It was great leading the team with Josh, but it was fun.
So what I liked about teen camp was when we all had fun in the foam war, and when we all had like quiet time together. So we all like enjoyed ourselves there. We all got muddy and dirty with the clothes. And we also like had fun there. So all of us like enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah. At teen camp, we did loads of activities. My favourite activity was probably water sports. I made loads of friends there, which were from other churches like Manchester and other churches. I learnt stuff like how to build friendships with God in quiet times.
Teen camp this year was really great fun. My favourite activity was probably the team bridge building, because we had to work well together to complete our goal. And it was especially hard when the extra challenges were added on. But also I learned a lot, especially with friendships, through people in my room especially. It was just great talking with them and having a lot of fun with them as well.
So I think something great about teen camp was the atmosphere, because there's such a good atmosphere at teen camp. Like, it's so fun but also so spiritual. And and I think also like it's just so fun because we do all these different games like water sports, and they're just insane. And also the chats that you have with people, you can build like deeper relationships with people. And as Corin said, like they're gonna last longer than outside of church. And I think this camp I learned a lot about who God is, and how I can have a relationship with Him.
Amen.
No,
I think teen camp was amazing. It was my first time in a while going to teen camp. But I think the thing that stood out the most to me was, you know, now going back as kind of a helper and someone who's a bit older, and me having built relationship with some of the teens in their pre-teens years was just kind of incredible to see them mature as well. I think for me, you know, Brianna and Emily, I don't know if she's here tonight. Is she here or not? Well, Brianna and Emily kind of stood out for me because there were multiple occasions where they came up to me, and knowing them as these two little naughty preteen girls, I was kind of blown away when they came to me and they asked me questions such as, you know, why do you believe in God? And, you know, listening to me explaining my reasoning behind why it is that I believe in God, and asking more and more intelligent questions about, but what about this and what about that? And, you know, it was amazing, that little group, because Brianna, Emily, Corin, and Evelyn, they were all in the same group, this camp, and they were just so attentive. It's so different seeing them from preteens where they're running around and not really listening to you when you're trying to tell them obey your parents and all that. So to me, I was really amazed by that. I was also amazed by, you know, from the guy's side, being in some of the quiet times and stuff, you know, Joel as well. It was incredible having, you know, Joel was in a sense leading a lot of the conversation in some of the groups we had. And, you know, he was saying some stuff. I was like, man, this kid's pretty, you know, down to earth and pretty mature on some of the spiritual things he's saying. You know, and again, asking a lot of questions. Joseph, who I also don't see here tonight, but he's been coming along, one of Harry's friends, I believe. And, you know, Joseph was in a group, and again, you know, this is a kid who in the teen classes, he's relatively quiet and a bit more reserved. But for me, it was incredible to, as camp went on, he was again asking very deep questions. You know, if God knew that this would happen, then why would he allow it? And it's really deep questions, but to me it was inspiring to see that the theme that we chose really got the teens to think on a deep level of who is God? You know, why do you believe in God? Why do my parents believe in God? Why do I come to this church? So for me that was really inspiring. So I would just encourage all of us as, you know, kind of adults and as parents who have teens, continue those types of conversations, because I was blown away by the fact that they were on a very serious tone asking a lot of deep reflective questions, and that really stood out to me in this teen camp.
So as everyone has said, so the theme was who am I, and I was lucky enough to work with with the preteens this year, who I would say were absolutely awesome. Like, they all really respected us leaders and would listen to us when they were going a bit too crazy or a bit too mad, and it was just really awesome being able to see that. Obviously they're the youngest ones there, and so in that respect it's intimidating going into a bunch of like 70 teens, and there were 26, 25 like preteens, and out of that there were only four girls. And so I just thought, like, for Carmen in particular, like, that just is an intimidating situation. Like, she's around boys all the time here, and then you're going into teen camp and then being around even more. And so I think for me it was just amazing being able to see that, like, that just never stopped any of them from joining in and having fun. And so I just really wanted to encourage Carmen with that. That was just really cool being able to see her just enjoy it as much as anyone else was. Like, there was no segregation at all. And she even said just now she made such great friendships. And it was really cool being able to see that those four were a little unit, but still able to, like, all the preteen boys here would just still include them. And I just want to say thank you to you guys for being able to do that. So the preteens was just crazy. It was literally the maddest I've ever seen it, not gonna lie. And I think, I don't know if Ben necessarily helped that, but he definitely was encouraging it the whole time. I think obviously it's tricky being the youngest, but they all wanted to be able to get involved with the older teams. And it was really cool being able to, so I was part of the blue team, it was really cool being able to see that I had James on my team, and he was just always wanting to like join in with all the activities. And there was a slip and slide that you guys probably have heard. It was like the maddest teen camp ever with the most injuries ever. And there was like this slip and slide that was just like crazy. The older teams, yeah. And there was a slip and slide, and like James and Caleb just literally were running up and down the slip and slide that, the whole time, just joining in. And it was just really cool being able to see. And the friendships that the pre-teens were making, I'd say, with each other, was just an environment that I thought was really cool to be able for the future, and just to be able to see it in the future sense of those are the friendships that they'll be having for a long time. And it was really cool seeing that like they would be coming to approach me, Elliot and Harry and Ben and ask us for, oh, are we doing our quiet time today and all of this. And so though they're like, it was just cool being able to see that they were interested at such a young age, especially because obviously I never really was. And so it was really nice being able to see that at that age they were still approaching us and wanting us to be able to be involved in what they were learning, and just were finding out things about the Bible that they hadn't before. And so it was really cool for all of us leaders in the preteens being able to be involved. And so then obviously as the days went on, friendships and everything were developing, and on the last night, like, it was honestly the maddest time ever. It was hilarious. So obviously last night, like, you're allowed to go a little bit crazy, and so people like were able to stay up a bit later, and Ben was just absolutely encouraging mayhem. It was hilarious. And we had Lamar, just who had put like a duvet over his head, like pillows under his tummy, running around with like cream all over his face, just encouraging everyone, and had a crazy name. What was the name in the end?
His name was Chassis Bot.
Chassis Bot. And he was just running around, literally going mental. It was so funny. And so I just think that like with the preteens, it was just really cool being able to see how much fun they all had. Even with being the youngest yet there. And so I thought it was just cool being able to see like the Who Am I still was able to influence them, and be able for them just to ask a few of the questions that the teens were asking at the same time. So yeah, it was just really cool helping the preteens and being involved in that. So yeah.
Time. Anohair Patel brought his awesome camera, so did Heinrich. So they captured just awesome moments during the camp. And at this time, we're just going to watch a clip highlighting our camp.
Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. But they didn't feel like he was their God anymore, because they hadn't seen him in their life in a long time. And maybe that's maybe how we feel. Oh, there's this God of my parents, there's this God of my church. But who is this God? I love you so.
cross for you. Oh, what a thing to do. 'Cause you were all yellow. I drew a line. I drew a line for you. Oh, what a thing to do. And it was all. Myself try.
If your team, if one of your leaders can come to the front, we'll give them the right to play, okay?
That's hilarious.
So both your teams move.
Thank Heinrich once again for that awesome video. As you guys knew, the theme of the camp was I Am. And when we had our first meeting, to plan out camp, we were thinking through the needs of our teen ministry. And we all decided the biggest need that we had for our teen ministry right now is to understand who God is, to understand how holy He is, and also to understand who we are before God. And that's where really the I Am. Rachel came up with that, you know. She was like, oh, why don't we do it? I Am. So we chose this passage in Exodus chapter 3. Why am I in Genesis? Exodus chapter 3. But really, we're just going to explain quickly what those two things are. Because I think, you know, as much as the teens needed those things, we all need them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We need to learn who God really is.
Yeah.
We need to learn who we are before God. So Rachel is going to explain, you know, who we are before God, and I'm going to explain the first bit, which is who God is. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Exodus chapter... Oh, that was in Genesis. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, it reads, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led a flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within the bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer. God said, take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is a holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. And then we're skipping over verse 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. You know, God is holy, and we need to understand that. And I think when we were looking at, okay, what's the need? We get this sense from the teens that they sit in both extremes. You know, they're either, you know, okay, I'm super fearful of who God is, and there's no, or I take God for granted. You know, but I think for the most part, I felt the need that they need more reverence towards God. You know, when Moses approached a burning bush, God had to stop him, not come any closer, for the ground you're standing is a holy ground. You know, there is that reverence, there's that respect, there's that fear that we need towards God. But sometimes, you know, I hear this from a lot of teens. I know there should be that time of, okay, you know, you're going to become a disciple, you're going to study when it's the time, you know, when it's proper time. But mostly, I think I hear that, oh, you know, I'll take my time. You know, it's in my terms when I become a disciple. You know, it's when I want to study the Bible, it's when I'm going to study. You know, it's when I feel like it. Or I'm going to come to church when I feel like it. But if God is really holy, if he needs to be revered, if he's sovereign and almighty and all-powerful, that should never be our attitude towards God. And that should never be what we pass on to our children. If God is really holy, you don't dictate when you come before God. God calls you. God called Moses to him. You know, it's not, oh, when I'm ready. Because I feel like the teens right now feel like, okay, I'm here. God is readily available for me to take whenever I want it. But that should never be the case. We don't know when God is going to call them. I think our job is to teach them, you have to be ready when God calls you. Not when you're ready. Even if you're not ready, if God calls you, you need to answer. Because God is holy. You know, he calls you because he wants you. He calls you because it's the proper time. It has nothing to do with your heart. You know, you need to change your heart when God calls you. Because that's who God is. And I know that it's trickier than it sounds. I'm not a parent. I don't know how to teach them how to get to that point. And I think that's why Tim and Chevy are going to help us with that. We're, you know, after church, after midweek meetings in the following weeks, because we need to learn those things. But I feel like that's the biggest need for us. And if you guys can be praying for that, you know, that for not only the teens, for all of us to revere God, to follow him when he calls. Because it's not in our own timing that we follow God. It's not in our terms to follow God. It's in God's terms. So that's what we feel like we know. We need to know who God really is. Now Rachel is going to share who we are before God.
Okay, so Mark said about us needing to know who God is. But we also said that this isn't just a thing for teens, preteens, but just with this generation nowadays, there's so much going on in like social media and like things like Instagram, Snapchat, and just different things telling us who we should be or how we should look or what we should do, what we need to do to be the right person. And it's so easy to listen to those messages. It's so easy to listen to, oh, you're not good enough because of this reason, or you don't measure up because of this reason. But we really need to know who we are before God. Especially, I think, the younger people, but I'm sure, obviously, everyone else feels that as well, because you all have Facebook and stuff like that. So the very first day, on the first evening, we had a bonfire lesson titled I Am Created. And John and Rachel shared about who God created us to be. They looked at a few different scriptures, and I'll just share really quickly some of the things they looked at. This is why Mark kept saying Genesis, because I was going to share Genesis. I think he must have looked at my notes. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, I'm sure you all know this really well, it said, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. And then in 31, God saw that all he had made, and it was very good. And so we talked a lot about the fact that God created us in his image. God had created us to have a relationship with him. They also shared in Acts chapter 17, verses 26 and 27. And it says that God created us at this time and this place in history so that we may seek him and have a relationship with him. God didn't just create us because he just felt like it. He didn't just put us here because he felt like it. He created us at this exact point in time to be, even in this room tonight, like we shared, like, you were supposed to be at this bonfire lesson. There was a reason that all of those teens were there, all of those preteens were there. And there's a reason we're here tonight. Like, it's not by accident that we were born in these places. It was so that we may seek God, we may reach out to him. And Corinne shared a little bit actually about the lesson that I did for the girls. We looked a lot at Psalm 139. It says, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And just knowing that God didn't just make us as a bit of a mistake, or God didn't think, oh, you'll do, like, you're supposed to have this kind of issue or whatever. Yeah. But God made us perfectly. He made us wonderfully. He made us fearfully. Yeah. And just knowing, like, how incredible God thinks we are.
Yeah.
Why do we think that we're anything less than that? We talked a lot about that, especially as the teen girls. Why do we believe all these messages on social media that say you're not good enough, you don't measure up, you need to be more this, this, or this, when God is saying, like, I am the creator of the whole world, and I've made you to be this incredible being in my image. That's basically what I have.
Thanks, guys. That was really inspiring. And it's extremely encouraging to just think that God has made us in such an amazing way at this time, help each other, and so on. So thank you, Rachel. Mark, thank you so much.